Doing the problem by hand yields the result 0x3FAF. Of course, when the program runs, the result will be 32 bits long, 00003FAF. To run the program, first create a source file. You can do this by copying the above program and pasting it into a text editor, then saving the result to a file. Next, start SPIM, then load the source file. Then set the simulator switches as follows. Be sure that bare machine is on and that allow pseudo instructions are off and that load trap file is off. Then initialize the PC to the first instruction address. Remember, this is hex 400,000. Finally, push F10 to single step the program. After you do this, you'll see the following. The picture shows the result of running the program. The result in register 10 is what was expected,